Isaias is moving quickly up the East Coast today. It's a powerful tropical storm now with heavy rains, high winds, and tornadoes. Today, people are surveying the damage after what was a Category 1 hurricane made landfall last night in North Carolina. And for more on this, let's bring in Will Michaels. He's a reporter with member station WUNC in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. And Will, even though Isaias is once again a tropical storm, it was a hurricane last night, as I mentioned. What's the damage there?
Well, Tanya, we know today that at least the storm is being blamed for at least two deaths in the town of Windsor, North Carolina, which is near the coast and was essentially right in the path of Isaias overnight. What we're hearing from local authorities there was that a tornado, as you say, spawned from Isaias in the wee hours of the morning, and it looks, indeed, the images that we're seeing from Windsor are of a debris field that's probably 200 to 300 yards long and went through a mobile home park there. The debris is what may have resembled homes at one point is just flipped over cars and pieces of wood that are strewn about. So it's really heartbreaking from Windsor in particular, because just from my own reporting, they suffered significant damage in 2018 from Hurricane Florence, and then in 2016 as well from Hurricane Matthew. Elsewhere in the state, the effects are what you might expect from a hurricane. There's flooding. There's coastal storm surge of 2 to 4 feet. And power outages were about 350,000 at their peak.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Governor Roy Cooper, we're seeing, and has been encouraging residents to evacuate. But with all of the concerns about spreading COVID-19, what's the state been telling people about shelters?
Yeah, that was one of the major unknowns here, was how to house people in shelters during a natural disaster while also having a pandemic. And the governor said, you know, we are practicing social distancing at all of these shelters. There will be PPE and people will be screened for COVID-19 before they come into these shelters. He was very optimistic about the capacity. But of course, if you're social distancing, there might not be as much room for people as there usually would be. The good news is, however, the most recent information shows that only about 5 or 6 people are actually at these shelters right now. So clearly there is enough room for people if they need it.
Mm-hmm. North Carolina is an important agricultural state. What do we know about damage to crops and livestock?
Well, the state agriculture commissioner said this morning that that's really on his to-do list today. He is going out to survey the damage. And of course, you know, eastern North Carolina is mostly rural. The vast majority is, and there's a lot of farmland out there. We are among the top states in the number of hogs here in North Carolina. There are hog farms all across eastern North Carolina, not to mention the fact that, you know, anytime there's flooding, the North Carolina's top crops, the ones that they're known for, sweet potatoes and tobacco and soybeans, are definitely a threat. So it really does remain to be seen at this point, but that's something that state officials are surveying today.
Well, Will, thank you so much for this update. Will Michaels is a reporter at WUNC talking with us about the latest on Hurricane Isaias. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.